Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. A terrible start to the week for the family of a Long Island man missing since Wednesday, and they're pleading for somebody, anybody, to help with his whereabouts. We began with the search for Petros Chromidas, who was actually running for office at the time he went missing. This morning, somewhat of an update. It's not known, but suspected now, that the 29-year-old might have gone for a swim and met with fate. They don't know that now, but we're hearing that it's part of what police are pondering as the search continues. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall in Nassau leading us off.
The family of Petros Chromidas is asking for people to walk the beaches near Long Beach and Lido Beach looking for the 29-year-old who the family says was exercising near the Allegra Hotel at 10:30 at night, April 23rd, and disappeared. His mother and stepfather say he was no stranger to cold water training. Authorities found his towel, phone, and clothing left on the beach. Chromidas was a graduate of Chaminade and Columbia University and was running for a seat on the Nassau County Legislature. His mother, as she was crying, said, "I just want to find my son." Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And again, to reiterate, they are asking folks to just get out and walk. Walk the entire stretch from Lido all the way down to Reese Park. Stay with 1010 Winds, and we will keep you posted on this search for this young man. There's also more on that police shooting in Queens, which played out over the weekend during an attempted robbery. Police say two men with at least a dozen arrests on their rap sheet are held at the 109 and facing charges after an off-duty cop was shot in the leg. 26-year-old Marvin Danqua and Denzel Brown, 31-year-old Denzel Brown, face attempted murder, robbery, and weapons charges. They say Brown is a level 3 sex offender charged with raping a minor in 2015. That got him 7 years on the yard. He's always wanted for questioning, also wanted for questioning in a 2023 subway slashing in East Harlem. Yesterday, they say Brown and this fella Danqua were sitting in a car parked behind an off-duty cop at an exotic dance club on 43rd Street in Astoria. Police say the two pulled up to the officer's BMW, boxed him in, and then allegedly fired into his car. That's when the officer floored it, taking off down a sidewalk. The chase eventually ended up back on the street, where police eventually caught up with the two. Cops also looking into whether one of the dancers tipped off the suspects about customers wearing expensive jewelry in that club. They'll be arraigned later. The officer continues to recover at a hospital. By the way, they say that guy Danqua was no Eagle Scout either, arrested a dozen times for assault, robbery, and passing fake bills at a CVS earlier this month. Also on this Monday, some action out of City Hall, where lawmakers calling on Albany to pass a bill now designed to take the lead out of lead foot. That is, super speeders who are repeatedly ticketed for flying through the streets as if they left some doggone beans on the stove.
City lawmakers passing a resolution in support of the bill that would install speed-limiting technology in the cars of so-called super speeders.
These are people who are getting hundreds of tickets a year without consequences, and they are not paying any of their fines.
Elizabeth Adams with Transportation Alternatives stood with Darnell Seeley McCrory, who lost his 13-year-old daughter last year to a reckless driver in Manhattan.
We are all suffering. Emotional and mental distress is real.
The renewed push comes after a mother and her two daughters were killed by a reckless driver in Brooklyn last month. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And are you ready for this? They say only about 1.5% of the total drivers in the state of New York are causing 21% of these pedestrian deaths. From downtown, city officials say congestion pricing raised about $160 million in the first quarter of this year. This as the Trump administration continues to push for its demise. Most drivers pay $9 during peak hours to drive south of 60th. Since it started January 5th, the MTA says the latest data shows a $160 million boost in its revenue. Congestion pricing expected to raise $500 million by the end of this year. It plans to borrow against the revenue source and raise about $15 billion to upgrade infrastructure. The Trump administration claims the fee is illegal and has given the MTA until May 21st to shut it down, or else the U.S. DOT will cut off federal funding. But the MTA would sue. The Trump administration says, whatever, we're doing good. It's helping our city, and the tolls will continue unless the judge says otherwise. Last week, three U.S. DOT lawyers were fired, you'll recall, after they leaked a memo suggesting Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy had only a snowball's chance of beating New York in court in his efforts to end congestion pricing. The White House claims those lawyers were just trying to make the Trump administration look bad. outraged today. 9/11 families demanding that a Saudi man who was identified in a 60 Minutes piece be brought back to the U.S. to face justice for his alleged role in the attack on the World Trade.
Brett Eagleson and other family members whose loved ones died on 9/11 stood outside FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., demanding action.
Omar El-Bayoumi stood in this city 24 years ago and is preparing his attack on the legislative branch of our government.
60 Minutes identified him as a Saudi operative as he videotaped entrances and security locations at the Capitol building, later meeting with two of the hijackers.
3,000 Americans died, and Omar El-Bayoumi walks free in the streets of Saudi Arabia, living his best life.
The video appears to have sat in a file box for years. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the sales pitch is you can access free superfast Wi-Fi. You can make free calls inside the U.S. and they'll let you charge your phones for free. But that's where the niceties stop regarding some new 5G internet towers that have been starting to pop up all over the city. Folks like what they do, but not everybody's crazy about how they look. Newsman Mac Rosenberg went on the streets to ask, so what do you think about this thing?
Standing at 32 feet high, the Link 5G tower at 94th and Columbus is eliciting eyeballs.
I think it's ugly.
Well, it looks nice. It's modern. We need things like that.
It's awesome. I like it. It's really nice.
I'd say it's probably useful but ugly.
People here are just learning about what this thing can do. In addition to spreading 5G connectivity, Wi-Fi, phone charging, and you can even call people from it. Patricia and I were trying to figure out what it looks like.
Like a big Q-tip?
Oh, that's cute. I'm going to say ice cream. A popsicle.
About 200 have been installed so far. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Mayor Adams unveiled a new investment package in the upcoming mayoral budget that's supposed to connect more New Yorkers to affordable homes. He's talking about nearly $25 billion as part of a 10-year strategy, which also includes a provision for an anti-harassment tenant protection program. That is a legal arm that'll give mistreated tenants something to fight with.
That include legal services to help tenants experiencing landlord harassment, whether it's creating reckless amount of housing, investing millions of dollars to connect New Yorkers to the homes they need, or keeping New Yorkers in their home they already have.
The mayor says the overall goal is to deliver more than 50,000 new housing units in the boroughs and solidify his administration as the most pro-housing administration in New York history.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.